Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, August 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Groups sue challenging the EPA's decision to postpone methane pollution protections. Several groups, including community, environmental, and health organizations, have filed a lawsuit challenging the U.S. federal government's decision to postpone methane pollution standards in the oil and gas industry. These standards have been in effect for a year, but a new EPA rule delays enforcement for 18 months. This impacts companies like GEMX Corp., OTC, operating in Latin America. The lawsuit highlights the conflict between oil and gas operators and those advocating for environmental protection.
State Roundup: State records most flash flood warnings since 2020. Laid off federal workers program on hold. Legislative audit casts doubt on leased office space savings. The Moore administration's plan to hire laid off federal workers is on hold amid a hiring freeze following criticism from Republicans. Maryland saw a record number of flash flood warnings, with severe storms causing power outages and water rescues. Heat-related illnesses reached a five-year high in July, with 19 deaths and over 1,200 ER visits. A legislative audit questions Governor Moore's claimed savings on leased office space. Caroline County CPS is under investigation for failing to respond to a home where children were found alone in unsafe conditions. Energy Debt allows a power plant in Anne Arundel County to exceed limits to prevent outages. Trump aims for more drugs made in the U.S., with a Baltimore company set to produce. Elections Board seeks dismissal of a lawsuit challenging primary elections, excluding independent voters. Havre de Grace completes a living shoreline project after nearly 5 years. Inspectors wrongly cleared 1,500 homes of lead paint risk, alarming residents. State officials launch a 10-year plan to support the growing senior population. Purdue faces a new lawsuit over PFAS contamination on the Eastern Shore. Montgomery County's proposed gas-powered leaf blower ban exemption for landscapers is rejected. Maryland State Board of Education approves new math standards for the first time in 15 years. Harford County schools seek feedback on virtual learning for inclement weather closures. A disputed go-kart track in Howard County is approved by an appeals board. Following Texas disaster, Convex Insurance urges U.S. homeowners to protect their homes with affordable flood insurance. In the wake of devastating floods in Texas, Convex Insurance urges U.S. homeowners to secure affordable flood insurance before hurricane season peaks. Standard policies often do not cover flooding, leaving families at risk. Judith Figaro, licensed insurance agent, emphasizes the importance of proactive coverage. Convex Insurance offers competitive rates, flexible options, and fast claims processing. Top 10 U.S. states most affected by flooding include Florida, Texas, and Louisiana. Residents near water bodies, low-lying areas, or with inadequate drainage should consider flood insurance. Act now to protect your home and assets before it's too late.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.